Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Don't putrefy your leadership. King Solomon nailed it pretty succinctly with this verse. Dead flies putrefy the perfumer's ointment and cause it to give off a foul odor. So does a little folly to one respected for wisdom and honor. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1. As a Christian leader, I always have mixed emotions when I hear of another prominent Christian leader who has stumbled. Part of me is angry because I know that all Christian leaders will get painted with the same brush. Another part of me is incredibly sad to hear of a brother or sister who has squandered the trust that was placed in them. Finally, part of me becomes quite self-reflective because I don't want to repeat their mistakes. Tom Peters said, "There are no minor lapses of integrity." King Solomon would agree, and so do I. Godly leadership can be such a beautiful thing, but just a couple of dead flies can putrefy the whole thing. Here are four things that I have seen in the lives of those leaders who haven't finished well. These are the things all of us need to watch carefully in our own lives. 1, they compromised in the little things. None of them started off by saying, "I'm going to completely ruin my reputation as a godly leader." But they allowed themselves to indulge in things that were just little things in their minds. Perhaps they thought, "It won't hurt if I indulge in this one little thing." The Apostle Paul warns us, "So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. 2, pride crept in. They thought they were better than others. Peter said it this way, "All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. I address this topic in my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, like this. Did you catch that? God stands back from the proud person who will not admit his error nor ask for help, let alone ask for forgiveness. On the other hand, God lavishes his grace on the humble one who admits both his error and his need for help. Admission of an inappropriate action or reaction brings God's help. Friends, the mark of a maturing shepherd is not one who never misspeaks or never makes a mistake. No, the mark of a maturing shepherd is the one who is closing the gap between his mess up and his confession. Pride will keep us from confessing the little sins and keep us from God's help, but humility quickly admits the smallest of slip-ups and therefore receives God's grace and help. 3, they lowered their standards. If anything, leaders should raise their standards as they become more successful. Think of it this way. When I was young and immature, I didn't give much thought to my diet or exercise routine. As I became older, and hopefully more mature, I became much more tuned in to these things. Physically, the older I get, the more I need to pay attention to my health. The same thing is true in our leadership. Maturity should lead to higher standards and higher levels of scrutiny. And 4, they stopped listening to others. The combination of little compromises, pride, and lowered standards doesn't easily invite accountability nor transparency. The track record is pretty consistent among those who have fallen short. They stopped listening to people who tried to correct them. I want to finish well. I don't want a leadership stumble in my life to rob God of glory, nor to cause others to stumble in their Christian walk. I am committed to living my life in a way that will allow Jesus to say to me at the end, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I pray that all Christian leaders will join me in this.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.